They made their first camp on the western side of the Great Southern Spur, which ended in a height called Ravenhill. On this there had been an old watchpost, but they dared not climb it yet. It was too exposed. Before setting out to search the western spurs of the mountain for the hidden door, on which all their hopes rested, Thorin sent out a scouting expedition to spy out the land to the south where the front gate stood. For this purpose he chose Balin and Fili and Kili, and with them went Bilbo. They marched under the grey and silent cliffs to the feet of Ravenhill. There the river, after winding a wide loop over the valley of Dale, turned from the mountain on its road to the lake, flowing swiftly and noisily. Its bank was bare and rocky, tall and steep above the stream, and gazing out from it over the narrow water, foaming and splashing among many boulders, they could see in the wide valley, shadowed by the mountain's arms, the grey ruins of ancient houses, towers, and walls.
"There lies all that is left of Dale," said Balin. "The mountain sides were green with woods, and all the sheltered valley rich and pleasant in the days when the bells rang in that town."
He looked both sad and grim as he said this. He had been one of Thorin's companions on the day the dragon came. They did not dare to follow the river much further towards the gate, but they went on beyond the end of the southern spur, until lying hidden behind a rock, they could look out and see the dark, cavernous opening in a great cliff wall between the arms of the mountain. Out of it the waters of the running river sprang, and out of it, too, there came a stream and a dark smoke. Nothing moved in the waste, save the vapour and the water, and every now and again a black and ominous crow. The only sound was the sound of the stony water, and every now and again the harsh croak of a bird. Balin shuddered.
"Let us return," he said. "We can do no good here, and I don't like these dark birds. They look like spies of evil."
"The dragon is still alive and in the halls under the mountain, then? Or I imagine so from the smoke," said the hobbit.
"That does not prove it," said Balin, "though I don't doubt you're right. But he might be gone away some time, or he might be lying out on the mountain side keeping watch. And still I expect smokes and steams would come out of the gates. All the halls within must be filled with his foul reek."